The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Vern's post-game show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow.
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Yeah, wow is right, Jake. Another win in the books, my friends. Royals take the opener from the Brewers. Final score, 3-2. Another win following a familiar formula, utilizing the most powerful weapons in the sport of baseball. Pitching, defense, and team speed. I promise this is not a rerun. I am live. It is almost 9 o'clock on the dot Central Time. I'm live from Kauffman Stadium. Royals are now 21-15 on the still very young season. Now, it might sound repetitive, but it's a pretty fun thing to hear on repeat, I have to imagine, if you're a Royals fan. What levels every playing field, pitching, defense, and team speed. It was on display once again tonight. And speaking of, let's head inside that Royals clubhouse and talk with tonight's starting pitcher, Cole Ragans. Another quality outing, 6 innings of 2-run baseball, 8 punch-outs, a pair of walks, and the Royals walk away victorious. Cole, great job out there tonight. How good did it feel? Because it certainly looked good.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Felt good, you know. Made one mistake, he made me pay, but overall, you know, it felt great.
I mentioned defense and team speed. I was hoping you could speak to both of them, beginning with the defense. You saw Salvi throw a would-be base stealer out at third, a great double play from Bobby and Massey in the ninth inning. I'm wondering, what has this defense in Kansas City, what has it meant to you as a starter now 8 games into your season?
Yeah, no, it makes you feel pretty comfortable when you have guys, you know, making plays like that behind you. It makes you, you know, feel like you can just go at guys, trust the defense, and, you know, they're incredible back there all the way around.
From a big leaguer's perspective, how impressive was that throw from Salvi to Michael in the eighth?
I don't know if you can make a better throw. He put it right on the money. That's a guy that can run pretty good, and he, you know, he made it, I think, the perfect throw. It's incredible.
Speak to team speed. When you're on the hill facing a guy like Dairone Blanco and he hits a dribbler to shortstop and turns it into a knock, how do you avoid letting that get in your head, knowing that a guy can hit a dribbler for a base hit?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just have to go at him. You still have to attack him. I mean, there's multiple guys on our team that can do that, and at any point, you know, it's just put it in play and run, and they can fly.
6 innings of 2-run baseball. Cole, I'm not going to keep you very long. I know a storm is on its way. I want you to get home to the fam. I appreciate the time tonight. Great job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
There you go. Cole Ragans following another Royals victory, now 21-15. Ragans tonight made his 20th start as a member of the Royals organization. 20 starts in, still posting an ERA in the twos. 20 starts, a 2.91 ERA with 143 strikeouts in 114 innings. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. I would love to have a different message for you. I would love to talk about how the Royals put up a bunch of runs and blew out the opposition. Yeah, that would be nice, but that's also not sustainable. What is sustainable over the course of a 6-month big league season is pitching, defense, and team speed. Cole Ragans, as you know, did his thing tonight with a quality start, and then Nick Anderson out of the bullpen, a 1-2-3 seventh, his ninth straight scoreless appearance. In the eighth inning, Tyler Duffy, Will Smith, and Salvador Perez make it happen. Chris Stratton, along with the defense of Bobby and Michael Massey, get it done, put up another zero in the ninth inning. So the pitching, the defense, and the speed. And without Dairone Blanco's speed there in the seventh inning, I don't think Willy Adames is setting his feet to throw at the same time he's trying to backhand that ground ball off of the bat of Dairon Blanco. If he doesn't have that lightning quick speed, I think Willy Adames makes that play 99 times out of 100. But because he knows Blanco's burning up the line, you got to make that transfer quick. You got a glove transfer throw very quick if you're going to get Blanco. Speaking of transfer, how about that transfer from Michael Massey on that big double play after a leadoff walk in the ninth inning from Chris Stratton? Well done by Bobby to field and flip to Massey and boom, boom, right to Vinny for the backbreaking double play for that Brewers offense. There were a few backbreaking plays by the Royals defense. Salvi, as you know, throwing out Churio at third base for the second out of the eighth inning, and then the double play I'm describing. Now, sure, Mikel Garcia, big knock. Big knock, baby. You know, jumping a fastball over the plate in the bottom of the seventh inning to drive into 107 miles per hour back up the gut. Great job, Mikel. No doubt. But the reason why the Royals won this game was pitching, defense, and team speed. The reason why the Royals are six games above 500 is because they have the great equalizer. The thing that levels all playing fields. Pitching, defense, and team speed. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Following tonight's victory, the Royals still proud possessors of the third best run differential in Major League Baseball behind only the Dodgers and the Baltimore Orioles. All right, let's go to the phone calls. Let's start off in Prairie Village. Chase, you're hitting leadoff tonight. Go ahead, buddy.
Vern, what a night. Me and my boys just got done with the game, and we are buzzing. Stratton and Smith, I don't think you thought they could do it. I don't think I thought they could do it. I don't think they even thought they could do it, but boy, did they. And it's great to see the boys pull out a win, even though when we're, you know, up against the wall, up against the ropes, and you know, I love it. I want to see that continue, and this team is hot. I love it.
I'll say this. Thanks for the phone call, Chase. I certainly wasn't feeling great in the top of the eighth inning, just moments after the Royals take a 3-2 lead. I wasn't feeling great when Tyler Duffy came in and gave up a rocket single to lead off the frame. Wasn't feeling great when he issued a one-out walk to Wilson Contreras, and it was two on with one out and Will Smith coming out of the bullpen. I wasn't feeling great when I saw Rhys Hoskins looming in the on-deck circle, waiting to face left-handed pitching Will Smith. Hoskins, of course, a power-hitting right-hander. But first and second with one out quickly became two outs as Salvador Perez uncorks an 81-mile-per-hour bullet to Mikel Garcia at third base, throwing out the would-be base stealer, the rookie Churio. All right, you know, that you heard Matt Quatrero just a moment ago say that was the game. That play right there, because without that play and that tag, it's second and third with one out. Okay, even if you intentionally walk Bryce Terang, that's bases juiced with one out for Rhys Hoskins, and you're begging Will Smith to somehow get him to roll into an inning-ending double play. And no, I wasn't feeling great after a leadoff walk in the ninth inning from Chris Stratton with the Royals up 3-2. But, again, the defense, 6-4-3 twin killing. Great turn by Michael Massey. No, wasn't feeling great. But then you remember, you have the most powerful weapons in the game of baseball. For as much as we want to think it's a big slugger, it's not. It's pitching, it's defense, it's team speed. It was all on display tonight. Let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. We go to Christine in Lee's Summit. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I just want to say that I have not been more excited about this Royals team since 2014. Back then, I bought quarter season tickets, and I was out there, you know, as much as I could be, and I feel that same energy right now. And when they get clicking, I think it's honestly, seventh inning is dynamite, and it happens, and it might be boring, or you might be afraid at the first part of the game, but that seventh inning, they just come out, and it is amazing. And go Royals.
I'm with you. And again, it's because I can speak for myself. I feel fairly confident that the other team's going to blink first. Now, I understand Cole Reagans gave up that home run to Gary Sanchez in the fourth, as you heard him tell us just a moment ago. Yeah, made one mistake and they made me pay for it. I'm talking about defensively, those back-breaking mistakes, those double plays you don't make, those routine plays you don't make, the bunt you don't get down, the extra 90 feet that you don't see and grab. I think when it comes to those instances, in most matchups, the other team is going to blink first. The other team's going to make that back-breaking defensive miscue or miss out on first to third. Now, as I'm saying that, the Royals also, that's right now with the type of offensive output that they're getting, the type of consistency that they're getting from their offense, they need to do those things. And boy, are they. They remain in a tie with the Minnesota Twins in second place in the division, 2.5 games back of the still front-running Cleveland Guardians. Let's go to Vic in Liberty. Vic, you're next up on the postgame show as the Royals win 3-2. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Vern? How you doing?
Doing great, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. Another win. Yeah, I want to see if you can confirm this for me. Since that series at home versus Baltimore and they played all these teams with winning records, are they over 500 since then?
Since Baltimore at home. So right about the time that Cody Tapp sang that song for Michael Garcia. You want to know since that series against Baltimore ended?
No, since the beginning of that series, when they started with Baltimore at home.
Oh, so the last
Toronto,
home game.
And they went on the road.
They had all
these games versus teams with winning records.
Yeah, they are 8-8, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so they beat up on the White Sox, and since they've been playing all these
Excuse
really good
me.
Teams,
I didn't include tonight's game. They're 9-8, so yeah, above 500.
Okay, so above 500 against all these teams with winning records after beating up on the White Sox. I don't think that's going to get a complaint out of anybody. But
Great point.
Biggest question I had for you tonight was I was just really surprised that they didn't go with Schreiber in the ninth inning. I was surprised to see Stratton out there, and I wanted to see, you know, I just. My thinking was they, with the top of the order coming up, they were going to go to Shriver in the ninth. I know MacArthur pitched two innings yesterday. I in light of yesterday's game with Shriver and MacArthur combining to give up the lead, you know, granted they struggled yesterday. I was surprised that they didn't at least go back to Shriver because I feel like Smith was kind of the beneficiary of the call on the field there with that throw down to third base, and then Stratton made it look awfully difficult. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that because going forward, you know, I'm just surprised they didn't go to Johnny Leverage there. I just, in a competitive division like that, I'd hate to see another game like that get away from them. So, I mean, it worked tonight.
Well, they trust Chris Stratton. You know, they like Chris. I think Stratton right now in their opinion probably ranks third on the totem pole behind MacArthur and Schreiber. Schreiber's pitched in 17 of the first 35 games. I know the coaching staff is trying to give him a little bit of a break so he's not pitching in 80 games by the end of this season. They got Stratton up for a moment yesterday in case that game went to the 11th. I figured he was closing this game. Now I'm not going to say I saw the Duffy, Will Smith eighth inning coming at you. But with the bottom of the lineup due up, I understood Duffy, Will Smith. Listen, if you're going to get back into the good graces, a lefty matchup with Bryce Terang isn't the worst situation. But still, I was, like I mentioned, very nervous to see Will Smith match up against Rhys Hoskins, and Salvi made sure that didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to get your thoughts on that one. That was one I was expecting Shriver the night. And
sure.
It worked tonight. I'm all for it. And I, as we said, over 500 against all these teams with winning records, they're doing exactly what they need to do. And
yeah,
I mean, obviously,
no doubt.
Your depth's going to be tested, you know, in these high leverage situations if you keep playing winning ball. I just wanted to get your thoughts. So
yeah,
I appreciate it.
I appreciate the phone call, Vic. It opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7610. Honestly, I've been surprised recently in times where they've went to John Schreiber because I know they want to give him a break. Because, again, the guy's on pace right now to pitch in 75-80 games. And I know Herrera and Tim Collins and Peter Moylan have flirted with that number over the past decade, but I don't think that would be a wise decision to run John Schreiber in the ground in the first half of the season. But even deeper than that, 36 games into the season, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm still sitting back in my chair watching to see how Matt Quatrero and this coaching staff handle the bullpen. We all know James MacArthur's legit. John Schreiber's a terrific fireman thus far. But it's still too early in the season to act as if it's anything but fluid. To act as if anything has really been solidified. Now, you know, MacArthur and Schreiber in that 1-2 spot in the totem pole of relievers, it seems to be strong. But we do have 126 games to go. Now, James MacArthur's been a high leverage reliever in the big leagues for 2 months. Now, John Schreiber's gotten it done in Kansas City for a month. So I'm not going to act as if I know how I want this bullpen deployed. I'm still observing, watching how Q's going about it, watching what these arms do. What they can earn, what they prove, what they show they can and cannot handle. It's not as if, because Will Smith didn't get off to the start of the season that he wanted, that he falls to the bottom of the totem pole and he is unable and never given an opportunity to get off the ground. Now, 5 straight scoreless appearances for him, 9 straight for Nick Anderson. There's a reason why a guy like Will Smith's been in the league for 10 years. He's been through something similar to what he went through in April. And he's gotten out of it. So when the coaching staff feels comfortable with him, when they believe, okay, maybe he's turning a corner, getting back to the guy that has earned 10 years of big league service, I'm glad that they give him another chance. Because you need him. You know, I say it all the time when people ask, What kind of changes would you make? Who would you get rid of? Who would you call up? Who would you send down? At this point of the year, my answer is normally, I'm not in a rush to get rid of anybody. Ideally, these are the 26 that get you through the 6 months and into the postseason. Now, that's the dream. We know it's unlikely. So far, the team has been very healthy. You just look around the division and knock on wood. Like Stephen Kwan, Shane Bieber, both down now in Cleveland. Buxton and Correa have both missed time with Royce Lewis in Minnesota. Well, Royals are fortunate because the teams that they're battling right now are feeling it. And this will likely turn into a battle of attrition, so maintain as much inventory, quality inventory, as you can. Don't need to be giving anybody a pink slip, sending them out, dropping them so far in the bullpen or on the bench that they lose all confidence. No, you need these guys. You're going to need them. Thanks for the phone call, Vic. Good stuff as always. There's a phone line open for you. Royals win 3-2. Our phone number is the same as our text line number, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We'll take a quick timeout. Get back to your thoughts right after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals Baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Now first pitch to Michael Garcia, and he grounds it up the middle, base hit. Velasquez in to score. Frazier rounds third. He crosses standing. The Royals have taken the lead. It's 3-2 in the bottom of the seventh. Blanco goes first to third. Garcia winds up at second. And the Royals, who were held scoreless for the first six innings, have scored three runs in the bottom of the seventh to take the lead.
And that's all they would need. They would go on to win by that score. 3-2 the final. Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Now, Royals trail 2-0 after 4, after 5, after 6. But in the seventh inning, Michael Massia, leadoff home run, his third home run in the last six games. Massey jumps a poorly located fastball. Wanted it down and away. Instead, it's up to the lefty, and he belts it 412 feet for his third bomb of the season. That puts the Royals on the board. Two batters later, Nelson Velasquez was hit by a pitch. Adam Frazier fell behind the count 0-2, but battled back to draw a walk. First and second, one out, Royals down by one. Dairon Blanco, second pitch he sees, hits a soft chopper to shortstop, and Brewers' terrific shortstop, Willy Adames, ready for the backhand, starts setting his feet because he knows he's going to need to make a strong throw to first to get the speedy Blanco, but while attempting to backhand and set his feet, he forgot to grab the ball, and Blanco reaches, and the bases are juiced. And then, as you just heard, first pitch that Garcia saw, he sent it 107 miles per hour back up the gut for a two-run single. Royals go ahead and never look back. Speaking of, since Cody Tapp penned that motivational song for Michael Garcia, he's hitting 313. It was 17 games ago. Garcia's reached base in 15 of those 17 games, has 10 RBI, has scored 9 runs, and has an OPS just a shade under 800. The guy was hitting under the Mendoza line. And then Cody debuted the song entitled Michael. And the young man has dominated ever since. So way to go, Michael, and way to go, Cody Tapp. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when call Jay's Southland Tow. So a defensive edge, a pitching edge, and a team speed edge gave the Royals the final score edge. And they're now 21-15 on the season. 14-7 here at Kauffman Stadium. All right, let's go to Cameron in Kansas City. What's going on, Cam? You're next up on 610 Sports Radio.
Hey, Vern. Thank you. Long-time watcher, first-time listener here.
All right. Appreciate it. Maybe he said something different. Did I miss what he said?
Great game tonight. Cole pitched great. Okay, great win. Great night out at Kauffman. It was amazing.
Terrific. Well, I'm glad you called in, man. Good stuff. Just over 10,000 in the building tonight. Let's head out to Springfield and talk with Nate. You're next up on the postgame show. What's going on, Nate?
Hey, Vern. Hope you're not tired of hearing from me yet, but if we keep winning, I'm going to keep calling you, brother.
I love it.
All right, boss. Well, here, let me tell you. I have conflicting feelings tonight because win is great, but I keep seeing these first few innings. We struggled to get the starting pitcher's pitch count up because I feel like guys like Michael and Vinny are just swinging at first pitches and rolling over, grounding out. I just want to hear your thoughts on that.
Michael drew two walks against the starting pitcher.
Oh, no, for sure. I completely agree. But, you know, just in general, just struggling to get the pitch count up. But on the other end, I just know once we get to the fifth, sixth, seventh inning, if we're down by a run or two, these guys have been so clutch in those innings, scoring runs late. And if we're down by a run or two, I'm confident in our bullpen, and I'm confident in the guys to be clutch in the later innings. So, Vern, I appreciate you. I'll listen off air.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. I don't know. I don't know. I'll tell you this. Mikel, not afraid of the moment. Everybody knows Salvi is anything but afraid of the moment. Bobby's happy to be in the moment. You know, so you have guys that I think embrace the pressure, embrace the moments when everyone else's heart rates pick up. They're able to keep theirs at a reasonable rate. Yeah, you have a lot of confidence in the bullpen. I have a lot of confidence that you use the word clutch. Yeah, you know what? I think that works. I trust the clutchness of the Royals' defense. Right, you even just heard in that highlight Jake talk about Mikel advancing to second and Dairon Blanco going first to third. That was heads-up base running as the Brewers center fielder booted the ball after trying to field that rocket off of the bat of Mikel Garcia. Had his head up, it hits off the heel of his glove, goes through his legs. No hesitation from Mikel, no hesitation from Dairon. They grab the extra 90. Well, it's poor defense by Milwaukee. It's great base running by the Royals. You know, it's a demerit against them and a gold star for the boys. You know, you saw that again in the eighth inning with their rookie, their 20-year-old rookie, making the key out of the game at third base. Great play by Salvi. Poor base running by Milwaukee. Minus one for them, plus one for the good guys. You know, that was, now it is different from the championship years because that was an elite bullpen and this is a very good rotation. But both had elite defenses and both had team speed. So when it gets time when a lot of other guys pucker up, if you know what I mean, the seventh inning, the eighth inning, the ninth inning, yeah, that's not just at the plate and on the mound. Guys pucker up on the base paths, too. Defensively, too. You know, 2014, 15, 16, 17, those guys made the routine plays. They took the extra 90 feet. While other teams may have been too timid to try and push the envelope and take that extra base. May not have trusted their instincts enough to do what we see Kyle Isbell do all the time, and that is turn his back to the play and run to a spot to make the catch. Maybe not everyone's as confident in their arm as Mikel or Bobby to charge and barehand a ball and fling it to Vinny at first. Maybe every first baseman's not as confident in his picking ability as Vinny is or Haas was. So I don't know. I don't know if I can say that the offense is clutch. The defense, the team speed, the pitching, I don't know if I'd say that's clutch. But what I will say is that always levels the playing field. It is the great equalizer. Nice hearing from you, Nate. Let's go to, speaking of nice hearing from you, Justin in OKC. Justin, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Nice to hear from you.
Good to talk to you now. Good to hear from you, too. Enjoyed the game tonight. I thought Cole Ragans pitched a great game tonight. Six innings pitched, struck out eight.
Yep.
You know, Nick Anderson obviously came in and then got a couple strikeouts and one, you know, so the pitching was really awesome. I thought, you know, Mikel comes with that big clutch two RBI hit. And then, of course, Michael Massey's, you know, his bat's coming alive. So
looks like we got a five hitter.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you spoke earlier about the way this, you led off the show about how they play defensively, man. And I just see, you know, you take players like Bobby Witt and just – really sound defensively, and for and you know, Salvi still got a cannon, don't he, for his age?
Boy.
You know,
I mean, he ever
just he's kind of unhuman, man. But man, be careful of those storms tonight, and I'll be watching tomorrow. I'm going to be watching the Thunder and the Royals tomorrow, so I'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Nice hearing from you. Phone lines are open for you. He mentioned Cole Reagans. Tonight was start number 8 on the season for Cole. ZRA now sits at 3.38, 54 strikeouts in 42 innings. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. The one thing that Cole Reagans has not received this year, he's been the beneficiary of terrific defense, solid work from his bullpen. We talk about the team speed. Has not received much run support. Now, has he? No, a total of 11 runs of support across 8 starts, including no runs of support in 3 of his last 5. And yet, you will never hear him complain. It reminds me of the old James Shields quote. I don't know if it was his quote or he stole it from somebody else, but if you don't like it, pitch better. Cole Reagans seems to be cut from that cloth. You don't like it, pitch better. Royals pitched fine. Cole pitched fine. The team has pitched fine all year. Shoot, did you know that in half the games this year, oh my God, in half of the games this year, 50% of the games, Royals pitching has held the opponent to 2 runs or fewer. Are you kidding me? Obviously, nobody in Major League Baseball's done it more. 18 of the first 36 games, this pitching staff has held opponents to 2 runs or fewer. That is bananas. I mean, this is what we're talking about. That's elite pitching. You know it's elite defense, and the numbers can bear it out. It's elite team speed. If those things continue, man, I don't want to hear anybody complain about anything when it comes to the offense. Especially when you have 2 MVP candidates in your lineup. Yeah, we'd all love a perfect team, but I'll take this. 50% of the games, the other team scoring 2-1 or nothing. You better have a winning record. Holy cow. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, how you been?
Good. You, Vern?
Doing great, buddy.
I'd like to say I was nervous, man, when Will Smith came in. what a game. Have a track meet tomorrow, but I'll be checking in. Let's go Royals.
What are you running tomorrow?
I'm doing the 100 and 200, Vern. And yeah, it's the JV league meet, so hopefully I do good. And hopefully the Royals win because – you know who's on the mound tomorrow? The strike throw himself, Seth Lugo.
Yes, sir. Well, keep me updated. Shoot me a text. Let me know how it goes.
All right. Thanks for the phone call, Josh.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. Nice hearing from you. Yeah, tomorrow Seth Lugo squares off with Colin Ray as the Royals look to take the series and earn, at worst, a 500 homestand. Goodbye, me. It's a 6:40 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show starting at 5:30. Hey, Ty in Sedalia. Ty, where you been, man?
I've been busy, man. I've been a busy man here recently.
So you're too good for us now. Okay, that's all right.
I thought I'd call in, man. Hey, the Royals, they're looking pretty good. My boy Michael Mashey with a home run today. Whenever he hit that home run, I knew something was going to happen. I just had a feeling that we'd have a rally, and it sure did happen. We got that rally, and we won today. Hey, good start from Cole Reagans, and my favorite pitcher pitching tomorrow, Seth Lugo. Let's go, Royals.
Man, listen to the Lugo fan club. I did not know that existed. He certainly earned it. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, how about Michael Massey? And it was, a week, 2 weeks ago, sitting here saying, hey, yeah, it's nice watching Salvi take walks. That's cute. I'd rather see him start, having some protection behind him. Massey, Velasquez, Renfro, they just weren't getting it done on a consistent basis. And now Michael Massey, he extends his career high hitting streak to 9 games with that solo leadoff bomb in the 7th inning. I mean, Massey's only been back for 15 games. Doesn't seem right, but it's true. Been back for 15 games. He's reached base in 13 of those 15. For the season, he has a batting average just under 300 and an OPS just shy of 850. Again, something else to kind of push back from the table and truly digest this. Well, that two runs or fewer stat, that's bananas. But also, look at the offensive production you're getting from catcher, shortstop, and second base. You know, those are defensive first positions, so I understand wanting more from the corner outfield. I understand that. Yeah, listen, I grew up cheering for the same game you did. Yeah, sluggers on the corners, defenders up the gut. But if you have an MVP candidate behind the dish and at shortstop, a gold glove candidate that has a 9-game hitting streak and an extra base hit in 6 of his last 7 games at second base, to go along with elite defense, elite team speed, and elite pitching, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to sweat the fact that your offense right now is middle of the road. Because the offense in 2014 was middle of the road. You could go a long way with pitching, defense, and team speed and a couple of MVP candidates. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Ty, nice hearing from you. Royals win 3-2. The record is now 21-15. 2.5 games back of the front-running Cleveland Indians. Quick timeout. You mentioned Will Smith. We'll hear from the lefty after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
The 1-2. Massey clocks it high in the air, deep right field. Freelink's back, onto the track, at the fence. It's gone. Michael Massey puts the Royals on the board with a solo home run. It's his third home run of the season. And the Royals have cut the deficit in half in the bottom of the seventh.
They'd score two more in that seventh inning and go on to win by a final count of 3-2. That home run from Massey extends his career high hitting streak to 9 games, a stretch in which he's hitting .375. Royals are now 6 games above .500 and still equipped with the third best run differential in Major League Baseball, tied with the Philadelphia Phillies. Speaking of the Phils, they're the only other team in Major League Baseball that has had as much success as at home as the Royals. KC 14-7 at home this year, same mark as the Fighting Phils. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. That's also the text line number. Again, 913-586-7610. Let's run through a few of these text messages real quick. From the 913, Vern, it's a good thing fans don't coach the Royals. They have Will Smith and Chris Stratton on the team for a reason. Yeah. Yes, they do. Experience, I mean, two guys that just got their World Series rings on Friday. I understand you haven't been impressed throughout the first 36 games of the season with their performances. But luckily for them, there's 126 games to go. And their track records would say that their disappointing Aprils are more than likely an anomaly. The aberration more so than the expectation. Derek in Midtown writes in, Vern, it was a blast even though we only had 10,000 at the game tonight. Great pitching, an insane scoop by Vinny over at first, nice defense all around. There were a few tight moments, but the team pulled it off and the crowd never gave up. How can we complain? Signed, Derek in Midtown. Well, they'll find a way, Derek, you know that. Let's go to Scott in Kansas City. Scott, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the boys win 3-2. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, pleasure talking to you, man. As
yes,
always, once again, go Royals.
You
just got a couple, absolutely right on the pitching, is It's almost like the reverse of 14 and 15, where we leaned on the bullpen, and now we've got the studs in the rotation. Right. The other thing I don't know if anybody's really noticing is anytime it looks like the Royals might be getting ready to kind of slip down the hill, they pick themselves right back up. We're not seeing these elongated 4, 6, 8, 10-game losing streaks like we normally do the first part of the season. Yep. And also, I'll let you get to it, but the other thing I agree with you on this is, man, your whole lineup is not going to be hitting it all the time. As long as you got like three guys you can count on and the rest are doing just enough, with our starting in our bullpen, we're pretty solid. This is kind of reminding me of 13 going into 14, where we went over 500 for the first time in forever, and you could see the glimpses of what was getting ready to happen. Anyways, man, I'll get off the air and go Royals, man.
Well done. I'm with you. I agree with everything that he said, especially the point about the three-game losing streak. You haven't had a four-game losing streak yet. You were facing one early on in the season. Brady Singer made sure that didn't happen. Cole Reagans made sure that happened in arguably his best outing as a Royal just a few days ago in Toronto, staring down Jose Barrios and reaching down and finding a little something extra. I don't know if you guys agree with me, but you know, there are certain players that in the biggest games, in the biggest moments, they can dig down and give you a little bit more. I think Reagans did that for you in Toronto last week. That was a special performance from Cole Reagans. A solid performance tonight. Crazy to say, 6 innings of 2-run baseball on 2 hits is a solid performance, but the dude is a star. Came into the game with the 5th-best odds to win the American League Cy Young Award and did nothing to dissuade the voters tonight. Royals win 3-2. Mikel Garcia with the game-winning 2-run single in the 7th inning with 1 out. Mikel now has 22 runs driven in this season. Second most on the team, top 25 in all of Major League Baseball. That's impressive. There's a lot of impressive things. I mentioned that impressive stat a moment ago. The Royals have allowed 2 runs or fewer in half of the games this year. 18 of 36. For a little bit more on that statistic. In those 18 games, Royals are 16-2. And as I say that, I realize that means they're 5-13 when they allow 3 runs or more. That's deceiving, but you understand. 913-586-7610, Royals rotation. Following this terrific performance from Cole Reagans, the Royals rotation now sits with an ERA of 3.15. That's 5th best in Major League Baseball. Let's go to Bryce in Smithville. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead, Bryce.
Hey, what's going on, Vern? How you doing?
What's up? Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I'll keep it short and sweet. Just happy that, you know, with these teams, you know, we played, the World Series champs, Rangers, you know. I mean, we lost 2 of them, but we showed a couple good outings there. We showed hope. And, you know, here we are with the Brewers, first place in the Central, and it goes back to all that stuff in the beginning where people were saying that, oh, we haven't played anybody, you know. It's like, well, you can give us a little bit of that, but not really a whole lot now here on the back end of April into May. But, no, just fantastic. Really, really nice to see Reagans come out and pitch like he did. I mean, first inning, already had, 2 or 3 strikeouts, you know, and first two. And mm-hmm. I know that's just the thing. A lot of these teams are going to come here into Kansas City, or we're going to go into their home, and, you know, they're going to test us, just like the pickoff or, you know, the throw down the third. If I recall, there was another one maybe like a week or two ago where it was the same bang-bang play, I believe, at third that we had. And, mm-hmm. you know, review came back, you know, showed it was out and everything. I just feel like we're getting tested by these teams. But the difference is that I feel like we're ready and we're confident with it. Then, you know, maybe a year ago or so, it's just kind of like, you know, if it goes, it goes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I just like to see that you know, we just see a lot of heart, you know, day in, day out, and everybody comes to play. So I appreciate you. Thanks for giving me your time.
Great phone call, Bryce. And I think you hit on something big there. And it is the confidence. The confidence that if I, like I was talking about earlier, with the team speed, with the defense. Caller brought up, I think this offense is clutch, Vern. And, you know, maybe it is. But I tend to think that the defensive ability and the team speed of this team, that's what's clutch. That in the seventh, eighth, ninth innings, when guys start to pucker up and try not to lose the game, when you're an elite defense, you're not thinking, I don't want to screw up and lose the game. It's, I'm going to make a spectacular play, and then we're going to go win the game. And, you know, Lorenzo Cain, Haas at first, Eske at short, Salvi behind the dish, Gordo in left. You remember that defense would make game-winning plays. Now, Terrence Gore, Gerard Dyson, Lorenzo Cain, these guys would come in off the bench, take the extra 90 feet, steal a bag. They would push the envelope. They would force your defense to make the perfect throw because they didn't believe you would. They knew they would, but they didn't. They wanted to see you. Throw me out. I dare you. And to your point, yeah, the 2022 Royals, the 2021 Royals in the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings, I don't know if I want to take that extra 90 feet. I might not play tomorrow if I don't get that extra 90 feet. I don't want to screw things up defensively because I don't know if the offense has what it takes to scratch across a run. I don't want to be the reason why we lose. Playing to win as opposed to playing not to lose. You know, that's the difference between a confident team, a talented team, and the opposite. Good stuff, Bryce. 913-586-7610. Royals win for the third time this season when trailing after six innings. Let's go back to the text line. John in Olathe points out 21 wins on May 6th. Vern, you got to love that. Well, you know I do. Ryan from Olathe. Vern, not much to say, but Royals win. They take care of business. But I do want to give some, in my opinion, deserved props to Will Smith. He's been better of late, and he took care of business tonight. I've always been rooting for Will Smith, signed Ryan from Olathe. Yeah, well said, Ryan. I appreciate you pointing that out. And speaking of Will Smith, he spoke with the media moments ago, and the microphones of Bally Sports Kansas City were there.
That's the name of the game, is to hold leads in the bullpen. Sal came up huge right there, throwing that guy out at third. So got the momentum back on our side, and then, you know, nice pop-up to Blanco, and, you know, we get out of it and just grab this thing all night.
What does it say about the competitiveness of this team continuing to fight back, both offensively and with the pitching staff?
Yeah, that's kind of our thing here. You know, we don't think we're ever out of it. You know, we're going to give you 27 at-bats every night, and sometimes it happens later than you know, than we would like, but we'll take them whenever we get them. I mean, it's huge. It's one of the 27 outs we need. You know, I think Hoskins on deck right there behind the lefty I was facing, who's a really powerful, really good hitter. So for Sal to cut that guy down to third and only us have to get the lefty out right there, it's massive.
What's it been like for you the past couple weeks? Working your way back?
Yeah, just grinding. You know, my teammates have been incredible during this whole thing and helped me out. The coaching staff's been huge and, you know, keeping my confidence up. And it's just, you know, day by day. You know, it can't rain forever. So hopefully we're starting to turn around a little bit.
Have you made any certain adjustments while you're working at the game at this point?
Not really, just better location. Nothing's really changed. Just kind of starting to go my way a little bit.
Still see it click a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, the mechanics are starting to get timed up a little bit better. I'm happy, you know, the way things are going. I feel confident.
There you go. That's Will Smith following two-thirds scoreless innings of relief. But like you said, only had to face one batter. Salvi did most of the heavy lifting. Thanks to Annie Rogers of MLB.com and Jalen Thompson of the Kansas City Star for doing the heavy lifting in the clubhouse and asking all the questions. All right, back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Raj in the Ozarks wants to know about the idea of Brandon Belt to the Kansas City Royals. I think you're good on first baseman, Raj. Left-handed DH that only plays first base. I don't see it. I think you have a few of those already. No, thank you. Katie in North Carolina. Vern, is it my imagination or did Brady Singer sound much more confident and mature in his pregame interview with Steve Stewart? J.J. Piccolo and company cannot be praised enough for the turnaround on the pitching staff this year. Well, I agree with that. I don't think the front office can get enough credit right now, not only for the pitching, but again, the tone that was set organization-wide, the tone that was set in early December. Now, whether that starts with the front office or whether that starts with ownership, whatever. Either way, I think both deserve a bunch of credit for the wholesale changes. And, you know, even as I say that, yeah, no doubt give them credit. But they did punt on an entire season. We did watch 162 games and just evaluate the entire time. But they did what we wanted, right? Abide by the results, and they certainly did that. So good point, Katie. Always appreciate you listening. Always appreciate having Blake Schneiders on the ones and twos back at the studio. Blake, appreciate it. Thanks for hanging out. I hope you get home safe. Hope everybody gets home safe. I hope I get home safe. Whatever. 3-2, Royals win. Hopefully I talk to you tomorrow on the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30. Take care. Enjoy your Monday night.
Been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Blast down the right field line. Hooking, stay fair, and gone. Pasquantino.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
Deep left center, way back and gone. Another grand slam for Bobby Witt Jr.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's post-game show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
The 1-2, Massey clocks it, high in the air, deep right field, three legs back, onto the track, at the fence, it's gone! Michael Massey puts the Royals on the board with a solo home run. It's his third home run of the season. And the Royals have cut the deficit in half in the bottom of the seventh.
They'd score two more in that seventh inning and go on to win by a final count of 3-2. That home run from Massey extends his career high hitting streak to 9 games, a stretch in which he's hitting .375. Royals are now 6 games above .500 and still equipped with the third best run differential in Major League Baseball, tied with the Philadelphia Phillies. Speaking of the Phils, they're the only other team in Major League Baseball that has had as much success as at home as the Royals. KC 14-7 at home this year, same mark as the Fighting Phils. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. That's also the text line number. Again, 913-586-7610. Let's run through a few of these text messages real quick. From the 913, Vern, it's a good thing fans don't coach the Royals. They have Will Smith and Chris Stratton on the team for a reason. Yeah. Yes, they do. Two guys that just got their World Series rings on Friday. I understand you haven't been impressed throughout the first 36 games of the season with their performances. But luckily for them, there's 126 games to go. And their track records would say that their disappointing Aprils are more than likely an anomaly. The aberration, more so than the expectation. Derek in Midtown writes in, Vern, it was a blast, even though we only had 10,000 at the game tonight. Great pitching, an insane scoop by Vinny over at first, nice defense all around. There were a few tight moments, but the team pulled it off and the crowd never gave up. How can we complain? Signed, Derek in Midtown. Well, they'll find a way, Derek, you know that. Let's go to Scott in Kansas City. Scott, you're on 610 Sports Radio as the boys win 3-2. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, pleasure talking to you, man. As yes, always, once again, go Royals. You just got a couple, actually right on the pitching, is the. It's almost like the reverse of 14 and 15 where we leaned on the bullpen and now we've got the studs in the rotation. Right. The other thing I don't know if anybody's really noticing is anytime it looks like the Royals might be getting ready to kind of slip down the hill, they pick themselves right back up. We're not seeing these elongated 4, 6, 8, 10-game losing streaks like we normally do the first part of the season. Yep. And also, I'll let you get to it, but the other thing I agree with you on this is, man, your whole lineup is not going to be hitting it all the time. As long as you got like three guys you can count on and the rest are doing just enough, with our starting in our bullpen, we're pretty solid. This is kind of reminding me of 13 going into 14 where we went over 500 for the first time in forever, and you could see the glimpses of what was getting ready to happen. Anyways, man, I'll get off the air and go Royals, man.
Well done. I'm with you. I agree with everything that he said, especially the point about the three-game losing streak. You haven't had a four-game losing streak yet. You were facing one early on in the season. Brady Singer made sure that didn't happen. Cole Reagans made sure that happened in arguably his best outing as a Royal just a few days ago in Toronto, staring down Jose Barrios and reaching down and finding a little something extra. I don't know if you guys agree with me, but you know, there are certain players that in the biggest games, in the biggest moments, they can dig down and give you a little bit more. I think Reagans did that for you in Toronto last week. That was a special performance from Cole Reagans. A solid performance tonight. Crazy to say, six innings of two-run baseball on two hits is a solid performance, but the dude is a star. Came into the game with the fifth best odds to win the American League Cy Young Award and did nothing to dissuade the voters tonight. Royals win 3-2. Mikel Garcia with the game-winning two-run single in the seventh inning with one out. Mikel now has 22 runs driven in this season. Second most on the team, top 25 in all of Major League Baseball. That's impressive. There's a lot of impressive things. I mentioned that impressive stat a moment ago. The Royals have allowed two runs or fewer in half of the games this year. 18 of 36. For a little bit more on that statistic. In those 18 games, Royals are 16-2. And as I say that, I realize that means they're 5-13 when they allow three runs or more. That's deceiving, but you understand. 913-586-7610, Royals rotation. Following this terrific performance from Cole Reagans, the Royals rotation now sits with an ERA of 3.15. That's fifth best in Major League Baseball. Let's go to Bryce in Smithville. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead, Bryce.
Hey, what's going on, Vern? How you doing?
What's up? Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'll keep it short and sweet. Just happy that, you know, with these teams, you know, we played the World Series champs, Rangers, you know. I mean, we lost two of them, but we showed a little good, a couple good outings there. We showed hope. And, you know, here we are with the Brewers, first place in the Central, NL, and
you know, and it goes back to all that stuff in the beginning where people were saying that, oh, we haven't played anybody, you know. It's like, well, you can give us a little bit of that, but not really a whole lot now here on the back end of April into May. But, no, just fantastic. Really, really nice to see Reagans come out and pitch like he did. I mean, what, first inning already had, what, two or three strikeouts, you know, and first, two, you know, first two. And, I know that's it, and that's just the thing. A lot of these teams are going to come here into Kansas City, or we're going to go into their home, and, you know, they're going to test us, just like the pickoff, or, you know, the throw down the third. If I recall, there was another one maybe like a week or two ago where it was the same bang-bang play, I believe, at third that we had. And, you know, review came back, you know, showed it was out and everything. I just feel like we're getting tested by these teams. But the difference is that I feel like we're ready and we're confident with it. Then, you know, maybe a year ago or so, it's just kind of like, you know, if it goes, it goes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I just like to see that, you know, we just see a lot of heart, you know, day in, day out, and everybody comes to play. So I appreciate you. Thanks for giving me your time.
Great phone call, Bryce. And I think you hit on something big there. And it is the confidence. The confidence that if I – Like I was talking about earlier, with the team speed, with the defense. Caller brought up, I think this offense is clutch, Vern, and, you know, maybe it is, but I tend to think that the defensive ability and the team speed of this team, that's what's clutch. That in the seventh, eighth, ninth innings, when guys start to pucker up and try not to lose the game, when you're an elite defense, you're not thinking, I don't want to screw up and lose the game. It's, I'm going to make a spectacular play, and then we're going to go win the game. And, you know, Lorenzo Cain, Haas at first, Eske at short, Salvi behind the dish, Gordo in left. You remember that defense would make game-winning plays. Now, Terrence Gore, Gerard Dyson, Lorenzo Cain, these guys would come in off the bench, take the extra 90 feet, steal a bag. They would push the envelope. They would force your defense to make the perfect throw, because they didn't believe you would. They knew they would, but they didn't. They wanted to see you. Throw me out. I dare you. And to your point, yeah, the 2022 Royals, the 2021 Royals, in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings, I don't know if I want to take that extra 90 feet. I might not play tomorrow if I don't get that extra 90 feet. I don't want to screw things up defensively, because I don't know if the offense has what it takes to scratch across a run. I don't want to be the reason why we lose. Playing to win as opposed to playing not to lose. Yeah, that's the difference between a confident team, a talented team, and the opposite. Good stuff, Bryce. 913-586-7610. Royals win for the third time this season when trailing after six innings. Let's go back to the text line. John in Olathe points out 21 wins on May 6th. Vern, you got to love that. Well, you know I do. Ryan from Olathe. Vern, not much to say, but Royals win. They take care of business. But I do want to give some, in my opinion, deserved props to Will Smith. He's been better of late, and he took care of business tonight. I've always been rooting for Will Smith, signed Ryan from Olathe. Yeah, well said, Ryan. I appreciate you pointing that out. And speaking of Will Smith, he spoke with the media moments ago, and the microphones of Bally Sports Kansas City were there.
That's the name of the game, is to hold leads in the bullpen. Sal came up huge right there, throwing that guy out at third. So got the momentum back on our side, and then, you know, nice pop-up to Blanco, and, you know, we get out of it and just try this thing all night.
What does it say about the competitiveness of this team continuing to fight back, both offensively and with the pitching staff?
Yeah, that's kind of our thing here. You know, we don't think we're ever out of it. You know, we're going to give you 27 at-bats every night, and sometimes it happens later than you know, than we would like, but we'll take them whenever we get them. I mean, it's huge. It's one of the 27 outs we need. You know, I think Hoskins on deck right there behind the lefty I was facing, who's a, you know, a really, you know, powerful, really good hitter. So for Sal to cut that guy down to third and only us have to get the lefty out right there, it's massive.
What's it been like for you the past couple weeks working through working your way back to the
Yeah, just grinding. You know, my teammates have been incredible during this whole thing and helped me out. The coaching staff's been huge and, you know, keeping my confidence up. And it's just, you know, day by day. You know, it can't rain forever. So hopefully we're starting to turn around a little bit.
Have you made any certain adjustments while you're working at the game at this point?
Not really, just better location. Nothing's really changed. Just kind of starting to go my way a little bit.
Still see it click a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, the mechanics are starting to get timed up a little bit better. I'm happy, you know, the way things are going. I feel confident.
There you go. That's Will Smith following two-thirds scoreless innings of relief. But like you said, only had to face one batter. Salvi did most of the heavy lifting. Thanks to Annie Rogers of MLB.com and Jalen Thompson of the Kansas City Star for doing the heavy lifting in the clubhouse and asking all the questions. All right, back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Raj in the Ozarks wants to know about the idea of Brandon Belt to the Kansas City Royals. I think you're good on first baseman, Raj. Left-handed DH that only plays first base, I don't see it. I think you have a few of those already. No, thank you. Katie in North Carolina. Vern, is it my imagination or did Brady Singer sound much more confident and mature in his pregame interview with Steve Stewart? J.J. Piccolo and company cannot be praised enough for the turnaround on the pitching staff this year. Well, I agree with that. I don't think the front office can get enough credit right now, not only for the pitching, but the tone that was set organization-wide, the tone that was set in early December. Now, whether that starts with the front office or whether that starts with ownership, whatever. Either way, I think both deserve a bunch of credit for the wholesale changes. And, you know, even as I say that, yeah, no doubt, give them credit. But they did punt on an entire season. We did watch 162 games and just evaluate the entire time. But they did what we wanted, right? Abide by the results, and they certainly did that. So good point, Katie. Always appreciate you listening. Always appreciate having Blake Schneiders on the ones and twos back at the studio. Blake, appreciate it. Thanks for hanging out. I hope you get home safe. Hope everybody gets home safe. I hope I get home safe. Whatever. 3-2, Royals win. Hopefully I talk to you tomorrow on the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30. Take care. Enjoy your Monday night.
You've been listening to Vern's Postgame Show.
Flash down the right field line. Hooking, stay fair, and gone. Pasquantino.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
Deep left center, way back and gone. Another grand slam for Bobby Witt Jr.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.